Welcome to another episode of the BSB podcast. Hope we're all doing well. Just little old me today, not doing an interview, just keep it nice, easy, short and simple. And what I'm trying to do is just educate people, mainly new guys, in the ideas of hunting and fishing. Well, basically just getting outdoors, you know, get outside, like Spiker says, get out and live a little bit. So I've just come up with 10 key points on how to make your hunting trip more comfortable, and 10 key, you know, these little 10 items or 10 little pointers I'm doing. It's just basically, I double check, I always have these things where I'm going somewhere, and I really, really want to emphasize that this is, you know, this is what I take, this is what I like to have when I want to be comfortable out in the bush. Then I'm not talking about just hunting, I'm talking about camping, I'm also talking about just going out off-road, you know, going fishing, you're heading up to Cape York, somewhere remote. Number one is water. Always have enough water, and I mean take a shitload. So, you know, I went out for a hunt a couple of years back, and your camel pack's dry, your underneath your tray where you put your water's empty. Nothing worse when you do not have enough water, okay? So make sure you are super duper prepped on that one. Have your tanks full, have a jerry in the back. Just, you can never go go wrong with having enough water. Number two, safety gear, medical kit. Now, I haven't had too many dramas out in the bush, but when you do have a medical kit issue, you want to make sure it's all ready to go. Now, I did my medical safety course only a couple of days ago, and you kind of, when you do it for quite a few years, you start to see little instances where people don't buy new medical kits, people don't, you know, they're a tight ass and don't go and get the full proper kits and stuff like that. Now, you know, if it's just you going out, it's always good just to have a basic medical kit to get you out of the shit when something goes wrong. So, always good to have a basic medical kit, snake kit, in your car, ready to go. And like I said, if you're going on a hunt, you better pack a little mini one to help yourself as well. Number three, this is a really good one because I've learnt the hard way. Good shoes. Now, believe a lot, when I was a hunting guide, I mostly hunted in Crocs. I found when I needed to stalk up with clients, Crocs were 10 times better. Now, I'm not saying wear Crocs. I normally wear a nice, good army boot or a waterproof boot when I'm going bow hunting or rifle hunting when doing long, long walks. But having the right shoes will make your trip so much better. You come back with blisters, your life is going to be hell and you'll hate it. So good quality shoes out in the bush and good quality shoes in camp. You know, something like Crocs, something like, you know, a nice sneaker. Just because, you know, you get nail through your foot, you can get bloody fire at all. It's, anything can go wrong. So I normally wear Crocs in camp and they're normally pretty safe. You know, but in saying that, just always be careful. A good quality thong is always a good to go. I think a few guys will know what I mean by that. All right. Number four, GPS. Okay. So a GPS is a must. A phone, whatever can basically tell you where you are. It's just a really, really important thing. And if not, have a map, a backup map. So never go on the bush with only one way of working out where you are. Always have a backup. Yeah, it's just nothing worse. That realization is you're lost. You are absolutely screwed when you realize you're lost. So always, always have a backup plan. Number five, have a lighter. And that goes in with number six, have a torch, equipment. So making sure that you have the right equipment. So five and six go together. Having a lighter And in that bag with your equipment is having your GPS, your lighter, and a torch. All goes together. So important. One time when I was guiding, guy had a injury. It was our first day. He said he was, you know, these people said they were great walkers, blah, blah, blah. Worked out that these guys couldn't walk to save their life. Now, we got into a situation where we weren't going to make it back before dark. I knew where I was. It was okay because I had a map, had GPS. But the problem was that this guy couldn't walk very fast. So, you know, we got back at night time. And, you know, not a great way to start a hunting trip when, you know, I learned my lesson with that. And you always take your first day as easy as possible. You work out the ability of people you hunt with. And that's a lesson I've learned very, very easily and very, you know, the hard way is take them on an easy hunt, work out their ability, see how far they can walk, see how fast they can go, and you'll be surprised. Number seven, sharp knives. Now, mostly guys cut themselves because they've got blunt, crappy knives. Now, take it from me, I'm a butcher. I've nearly cut my middle finger off through a bandsaw. You need to have sharp knives. And that goes on to number eight, is having tools. So my brother or my dad, we work out who's going to carry the tools on a big trip. For example, we go up to Cape York, we're all going up in a convoy. Someone will carry power tools, someone will have a generator, someone will have a welder, someone will have all the stuff in case something bad happens and you need to fix that car or whatever has happened on the side of the road. My brother's has, you know, done wheel bearings, backups. He's bloody put, you know, shockies back together. It's amazing what you can do when you've got the right tools and the know-how. And, you know, that is a serious, serious thing in a very remote place. And it's always just, you can normally dodgy things up to get you in the next town. So having the right tools is very bloody important. And I'm terrible at tools. I'm terrible at that kind of stuff. But if I'm going somewhere, for example, my cameraman, Jesse, he's a mechanic. So always carry the right person around with you. And like I said, you can normally dodgy something up to get to the next town. Number nine is a pretty important one to me. It's food, beers, and meat. Okay, so when I say food, having the right snacks, not buying just bloody crispy chips. I'm talking about having some fruit, having some veg, have some meat if you're a meat eater, and having an ice drink at the end of the day. That's not encouraging to people go out and drink and be an idiot, but I'm saying doing the right thing, having a nice, comfortable drink. You know, it's your holiday, it's your trip, you want to have a nice time. So if you like a soda water with lime, get soda water and lime. Have a nice time out in the bush. Nothing better than sitting down the campfire, watching that fire with a nice drink. You know, that's just, to me, that's just my pinnacle of life. It's just all I want to do half the time. And half the time, it's not about the hunting. It's about sitting around the campfire with your mates, having a beer, having a chat. Now, I've lost a lot of mates over the last, 2 years due to the black dog, due to accidents. And you take those times for granted, and you just, you know, don't ever take those kind of top moments for granted where you're sitting around a campfire with a mate, you're sitting around with friends, having a good chat. Recently lost a mate, and, you know, it's the worst feeling in the world. You know, I went for a bow hunt a couple of weekends ago, and I sat around the camp with four blokes, and basically three of them I've only met once or twice on short, you know, times. And now we're basically, you know, in a group chat, basically mates for life. It's pretty bloody important to me because, you know, you, 1 minute here and 1 minute, you know, you're gone. So sitting around a campfire is pretty bloody good because, you know, you're not going to make memories sitting there watching TV together, singing Kumbaya. So number 10, practice. Now, if you've got a bow, you've got a gun, you've got I don't know what else you can hunt with, basically, in Australia. Dogs, I should say. Dogs. Okay, so bow, gun, dogs. Practice, practice, practice. Hunting is an ethical way of life. You can hunt for your meat. You can, you've got to do the right thing. So that's why I say hunting is ethical. If you're doing practice, you're being ethical. So you're going to make sure your shot's perfect. You're going to make sure your dogs are on the pig quickly. They're nice and fit. It's good, it's safe for the dog. Everything counts. Everything counts. Now, I've been in situations where I've taken clients hunting, and before you get to the place, we kind of recommend you spend some time with your rifle. Or, for example, for me, bow hunting, you shoot hundreds of arrows to get yourself tuned in with your weapon. Now, I've had people come there and they haven't spent 5 minutes with their gun and they couldn't hit a thing. Now, you might have a pig of a lifetime, you might have a fish of a lifetime, and that goes with fishing as well. Tying your knots, practicing your knots, stuff like that helps. I've been in situations where guys won't even let me touch their fishing rods because they're so pedantic about they do not want to lose a fish, and that is a great way to be. Just knots and all that kind of stuff, making sure your rifle is perfect is a great way to be because you never want to lose that meter barrier. You never want to lose that 100 kilo ball. It's so important, and that's what makes your campfire stories even better. We at the other t two weeks ago we shot that goat and we're sitting around the fire having a great chat the next that night. Nothing better. It's better talking about something you've success than talking about the I wish I had that. I've driven 8 hours and I've lined up a fellow doe, looking forward to keeping my freezer full, and I've completely missed it and found out my rifle was shooting out. Now, I should have checked before I went out. I did 2 weeks prior, and I still didn't check on the day. Always check your gear, always check and practice, practice, practice. I'm a big one for pulling my shots. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a great shot. I found my calling is I can find your stuff better off just letting people shoot it. I really enjoyed watching people hunting, it's just great. So I'm gonna stop talking. It's like I said, it's just little me today sitting in the workroom having a chat to the computer. So hope you got something out of it, guys. Like I said, it's 10 lessons I've learnt in hunting over the years, and I think when I go hunting, I'm pretty comfortable. So have a great one. Don't forget to subscribe if you like. Give us 5 stars. That really helps me out. And stay tuned for some more adventures.